Page 86. Exercise 8.
The Thames. Geography. The Thames flows through southern England, including central London, into the North Sea. It is 346 kilometres long, making it the longest river in England. History. People have used the Thames for thousands of years. They have taken food and water from it, travelled on it, and used it for entertainment. For the Celts, 750 BC to 43 AD, the river was sacred. Gold and silver were thrown into the river as gifts to the river god. The Romans, 43 AD to 410 AD, recognized the economic importance of the Thames and used it for travel and transport. The Romans built the first bridge over the river, and the city of London was born. Since then, London has been the capital city of England. Some of the most important landmarks in England were built on the banks of the Thames. The route. A boating trip on the Thames gives you a chance to become familiar with England's most famous river. We begin at Westminster Pier, on the north bank of the Thames. You can see the Houses of Parliament with Big Ben's famous tower. Nearby is Westminster Abbey. England's kings and queens are crowned here. We pass St Paul's Cathedral and London Bridge, and then we see two of London's most important landmarks, Tower Bridge and the Tower of London. In the past, a famous prison, and today a museum and home of the crown jewels. The route ends in the historic town of Greenwich.
Did you know? The origin of the river's name is a mystery. It might come from the Celtic name Tamises, meaning dark, or from the Roman words tam, wide, and isis, water. In medieval times, suspected witches were thrown into the Thames. Disobedient wives were tied onto a chair and lowered into the river three times. Today, the Thames is one of the cleanest rivers in Europe. But during the 1800s, the river was polluted. From 1831 to 1866, 35,000 people died because of the pollution in the river.